Hello. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I would love for you to join in the conversation because I share a lot of my personal crap on the air, which I enjoy doing. This is free therapy. You don't charge me like my therapist Julie does to do this every day. But I found something out recently, but also kind of in the past that I never really talked a lot about it on the air. And not all of it's bad. Some of it's funny. Some of it is bad. But just about my parents. And I'm wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, what secret did you find out about maybe a significant other or a family member? Just somebody that you know you're like, oh my God, what happened? Let me kick it off right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll get to your calls. And if anybody else has anything, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, Lenny Bree, feel free to chime in when I get a second. My thing is that I found out, I remember when I was in like middle school, I just got done doing DARE. Do you guys ever do DARE where it's you like drug, alcohol, resistance education or something that? And I was really into like, yeah, never going to smoke, never going to drink, drugs are bad. Mm-hmm. And then I was looking for, this is a common theme before, I've talked about how I used to have to sometimes borrow my mom's socks because my stuff was always dirty. I just didn't put my laundry.
Yeah, and her underwear.
All right, we didn't have to bring up my mom's underwear.
Yes,
but
you did. That's very imperative.
Liv, I was searching through my mom's underwear drawer where her socks were also near. And I was moving around to the bottom, and in the back, I'm like, oh, none of these are going to work. And what do I find? A little Ziploc baggie with some weed in it.
No way.
I found out in sixth grade that my mom smoked
weed. Oh, my
gosh.
Like, that's young to find that out.
That was a big secret. And I'm like, I know what this is. I'm going to tell the cops my mom's a reefer head.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
I didn't snitch, though, because my mom always told me I'd get stitches if I did. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's an example of a secret that you found out. Now, kind of a cool one, which I wish my dad would have shared with me, because when I was in eighth grade, I wanted to learn how to play the guitar, maybe even younger than that. So my mom took me to the local guitar shop, and I got like an acoustic guitar and a little amplifier, and I just was jamming out terribly, like trying to do my best C and F chords, but I sounded like crap. My dad, back in the day when he was a teenager, he was like in a band. He was underage. He was only like 14 or 15, hanging out with like 18 and 21-year-olds. That's why he started drinking so young. But he was in a rock band. Like, back in the day, I'm like,
no
what?
Way. That's cool.
So, I mean, that's kind of a cool secret,
right.
But it's like, why did nobody ever tell me that?
No, I get that. I feel like parents hide everything from their kids. Like, they act like they had no lives before they've had kids. Their only life has been since kids.
And the last thing I have, and if anybody else has anything, please feel free to chime in. I've talked about this on the show, but maybe you're new to the Joe and Alex Show and you've missed it. I found out that I don't know if I officially do, but I found out that there's a possibility that I have a half-brother. Now, I've been trying to talk to the guy recently, and we're talking about doing DNA testing because it's so much easier now with like Ancestry and 23andMe, and he hasn't really responded to me and my brother, but this guy came to my dad's funeral 11 years ago. At my dad's casket, you're talking to people, whatever, the morning line, whatever you call it, and it's like, hey, I'm your half-brother. And, like, the fact is, like, I mean, I guess you wouldn't talk about it. Everybody denies it, and I guess the tests were done saying he wasn't my half-brother, mm-hmm. But what a secret to keep that I might possibly have a half-brother.
Yeah, that is super, super juicy.
I was like, excuse me? I have a half-brother? Is he rich? Oh, no, then whatever.
Not interested.
What about you, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now? You got any juicy secrets you were made aware of?
Yeah!
Okay.
What'd you find out, bro?
So I went to my uncle's wedding when I was like 15. And my mom's just like naming off people that are there. And they're like, yeah, that's your cousin, that's your uncle, blah, 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 blah. And none of the people were like from the bride's side of the family. So like there was nobody from her side there. So the wedding continues and I see the bride come over and kiss my grandma. And she's like, oh, thanks for coming, Meemaw. And I was like, wait a minute. Is my uncle marrying somebody in the family? And that's when I realized that he was marrying his cousin.
No.
Yeah.
He's on my white side. Yee!
Lenny Bree, come here, son. Let me tell you something, man.
That is some backward stuff.
If somebody's going to kiss your cousin, it might as well be me. Not somebody else. So that was kind of interesting. Did that throw you for a big like loop? You're like, what? What's happening here?
Yeah, apparently it's cool to do that now.
Dude, that is like some backwoods Alabama stuff right there.
Yeah, that's a Lenny Bree special right there.
So when I found out pretty recently, I'd say about like 2 years ago, that my dad almost got arrested protesting on his college campus.
Oh my gosh, was your dad like a hippie or something?
Yes, my dad used to be like a hippie, and this is like the most shocking thing in the world because if you know my dad, he is the most like straight-laced, buttoned up little financial guy. And like, you just would never expect that in a million years. One, for him to be a hippie, and two, that fact that he almost got arrested from protesting. And honestly, it made me respect my dad more.
That is absolutely insane. All right. Now, this person's anonymous, so don't poke and prod for their name. Let's just say, good morning, anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What is the secret that you found out?
Well, I've known this for a few years. Let me first by saying that I'm adopted, but I found out probably sometime in high school or middle school that my parents are cousins.
What? That sounds like Lenny over here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But then recently, I just found out that they were also married prior to getting together.
No way. Is that even legal?
It was in Missouri, I think. So
everything's still legal in Missouri. All right. Wow. Well, that's crazy. What were you thinking when you found that out?
I thought, how have I been waiting 27 years to hear this secret?
No kidding. It's like, why didn't somebody tell me sooner, like when I was 18?
I mean, I haven't even talked to them that I know. Like, they don't even know that I know.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Anonymous, thanks for having the courage to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'll say hey to Chris. Hey, Chris, what's the secret that you found out?
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
So, my parents were arguing. I was about 15 years old. My parents were arguing with each other, and my mom yelled at my dad, "Well, I'm not going to shoot you." And I started looking at her all strange. And she said, "Oh, yeah, didn't you know that my mom shot my dad?" And I thought this whole time that my grandpa had died of a heart attack up until I was 15. But it found out that my grandmother shot my grandfather.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Granny's got a gun. Granny's got a gun. Sorry, Chris. I feel bad for that, but that's insane. Thank you for calling in. All right, Porkchop saying we got to go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What secret did you find out?
So recently, I found out that my boss is having an affair. I was at a meeting and traveling, and I came back to the office late, and as I walked by her office door, I could see she was in, and I know her husband, we all know it's a very close office, and it was not him in the office. So we've just kind of been avoiding each other.
But she knows, though, Anonymous, that you saw her?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think it's time to go ask for a promotion or a raise?
Dang.
You got to strike while the iron's hot. I'm just saying, Anonymous. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. If you got anything else, please tweet us. We love interacting on social media @Joe and Alex show.